Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan, and you're listening to this because we're back.
We are back, and in 2024 we are making a commitment to review every show we see.
Oh, okay. Righto.
Unless we don't.
Yeah, look, we don't want to mislead you, our listener, into thinking something is awesome if it's not. We will be fair and honest, but also I'm not one for dragging down artists unnecessarily. It's better to, as my mother said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
That is true. So, but we will commit to reviewing as many shows as humanly possible.
Right. For these humans.
For these humans. Yes.
Starting with Rent.
Rent at QPAC in the Playhouse.
Which is a little bit odd because anyone who knows the work knows it's not a play, it's a musical. But
here we are.
Here we are.
Yes. Rent's an interesting show. Rent was written in 1996. About the late 90s and the AIDS epidemic in New York. And it was written by a man by the name of Jonathan Larson, who died of a heart attack 2 days before the show was due to open off-Broadway. And ever since then, it has become this kind of legacy to the artist and the uncompleted art. And it has had amazing success. It won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. It won the Tony Award for Best Musical. It's toured all around the world, and it has always, to me, felt a bit incomplete by the nature of it.
Well, I mean, it started off Broadway, which is normally meant to be a place where you can grow into it, you can finish it. So it really was only ever the first draft, but a draft at which you can do no more without the composer and originator. It's not one of my favourite musicals. It's one that I've seen many times. It has a very nice score. It has a really grungy kind of tribute to that AIDS era in New York. It's always very bleak and in a world of poverty and pain. But I thought this particular production, while sacrificing none of that, because it wouldn't be Rent without that, managed to bring out more light and shade, more colour and humanity.
What I found interesting about this production is when Rent was written, it was contemporary. It was written in the 90s, about the 90s. And for about a lot of the early 2000s and even into the 2010s, most productions tried to say, oh, this is still really contemporary, it's really modern, it says a lot about our time. And it does, but it's still set in the 90s and we've changed a lot since the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, the pandemic that we're most concerned about now is not AIDS, and it's a very different world and a very different pandemic and a very different New York.
And what I found interesting about this production was this was the first one that kind of went, this is a period piece.
Mm-hmm.
It has something to say about today, as all good period pieces do, but it is fundamentally set in a time that is not our own.
No, and you can do that without cliched costuming and staging choices. I think pretty much every version of Rent that I've seen up until now, and I could be wrong, has a big metal drum with a fire in it that everybody's kind of huddling around in the street. Not this one. They didn't go for that artistic cliche. They brought something else out of it.
They found the choices that I went, oh, that's interesting. It's the correct choice. It is not like going against the text. It is not unsupported by the text. But it's like, you know what you are doing. You are smart. You are clever. I think the direction of this production of Rent was spectacular across the board.
Yeah, it was so energetic and tight, and every one of those, I think it was 16, it's a big cast.
18, I counted.
Knew what their role was, owned it, and performed the living hell out of it. And that's one of the advantages of being opening night. Nobody's tired. Everybody's giving it their all.
But the downside of sometimes going to an opening night is you get in your head about it. It's opening night. There's a pressure. Yeah. There's a to it. But I thought these performances tonight, they knew the pressure, but they had a freedom in that.
Mm, and they used it to spur them on. It was a beautiful set with the orchestra on stage that we, depending on the bits, set pieces that moved in and out, we could see or not see.
And what I found interesting, was there some, for some access things that I'll bring up, there were moments where lights were blinding in the eyes, and it is a loud show, it always has been. But I think what is interesting about this production was Rent can become tired really easily because it's Rent. It is a Pulitzer Prize winner, it's a Tony winner, it has a legacy of one of the great musicals.
And also a text that is or can be unrelentingly boring. I mean, depressing, not boring, dragged down, but it wasn't that. There was light and shade and hope. This was a cast that managed to look forward, that rather than
looked back in the 90s.
Yeah, and dwell in the pain that that script brings about.
And there's, I mean, there's a scene in Rent, in the towards the end of Act One, that is, I've heard, hilarious. I've always said, oh, this over-the-moon sequence is hilarious. And I've always gone, yeah, it feels a bit silly to me.
Mm.
But this production found the humour that's clearly there, but not a way that just feel like we're replicating what Idina Menzel did in the mid-90s.
Mm, because, I mean, the scene is a group of young performers who live in a squat, taking over the car park and doing basically pretty horrible average performance art. But it was actually quite beautiful.
And look, Idina Menzel is a master at what she does. But you can't just copy what Idina Menzel did 30 years ago. And I thought Calista Nelmez, if I mispronounced that, I apologise.
I'm sure Calista will send us a note saying you got the pronunciation of my name wrong.
Yes, I thought her Maureen was spectacular. I thought a number of the performances, Jared Smith as Roger, Noah Mullins as Mark.
Yeah, I was really taken by Noah.
Carl Davila as Angel,
mm-hmm.
Martha Berhane as Mimi again.
You're not actually going to read all 16 of them, are you?
No, I was going to say some of the leads, but some of those names I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
We loved you all.
We loved you all, but I don't want to butcher any names more than I have.
You'd prefer that if we're going to give you a big ovation that we get your name right. It did get a standing ovation. Now, like every big musical on opening night gets a standing ovation. It's just kind of a thing. But there's a difference between the spontaneous people jumping to their feet.
I thought we were going to get a mid-show standing ovation.
Yeah, I mean, there was this beautiful moment.
Seasons of Love will always get a mid-show standing. I mean, doesn't. That can earn one if handled well.
Well, I mean, I think that there's a choice between wiping your tears and standing up and applauding, and I was doing more of the tearing up because it's, that moment's very sad, and the motif that they brought out at the dinner was just
there's
stunning.
In towards the end of Act One that I'm just like, you don't have to say anything. You just put it there and you go.
Yeah, so we're not going to tell you what that is. That would be a spoiler.
We know what you're doing. You're clever. You're giving the audience the faith to figure out what the reference is.
Yeah, and if you don't, it wouldn't matter if we draw a picture because you still wouldn't get it. But enough years of Catholic school made it obvious to me. Anyway, I can hear a certain number of dogs because we didn't do this on the ride home. We did it at the at-home review, but I can hear some anxious pause that says that we better wrap this up. This is where we give stars, don't we?
Yes, usually we give shows a scale from high distinction to mm-hmm. credit to pass, to high fail, to whatever.
Conceded pass, to come back and do a supplementary.
Yeah. I'm giving this a high distinction because it impressed me. Because, as I said at the start of this, I'm not a big fan of Rent, but this production.
I thought that's what I said.
Oh, we both said it.
I think I said it first.
Okay. Well, I'm giving this a high distinction because it impressed me.
I am giving this a distinction that is at the high end of a distinction as opposed to
a high distinction.
It really impressed me also. It got me over my, made me buy into Rent. But not enough to make me want to go back and see it again tomorrow, which often I will feel after a musical.
I would see this production of Rent again.
Yeah, not tomorrow though.
Probably not tomorrow.
All right, that's us. We'll be back soon.
Yes.
Have a good night. Thanks for letting us in your ears again.
Bye.
Night.